Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled One Master. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me over to Psalm 37. Thank you, Lord. His Word, the Bible said, is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. What we're doing right now is presenting ourselves before the Lord and letting Him feed our spirit with words of nourishment, words of faith that nourish us up and help us get crystal clear in our thinking about things, so that when something comes up, we know immediately. Don't you entertain that. I've already made my choice. I'm not playing with that. I'm not messing with that. And you stay safe. What happened when Adam and Eve yielded and did that? The con was successful. What they're saying is, we choose you. We choose to believe you, Satan. That's why it's so serious. We choose to believe you. That's what he's after. And in essence, they yielded to him. And the Bible said he is now the God of this world. And you remember when he tempted Jesus, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He said, all this is given to me. Well, who gave it to him? When did he get it? God didn't give it to him. The Bible said to heaven, even the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Do you see anywhere in the Genesis account where God told Satan that he had any dominion over any of this? No, you don't. He did tell the man that he had dominion over all the works of his hand. Well, then how's the devil wind up with it? Because they made a choice to believe the devil more than God. They made a choice to yield to the enemy more than God. And now generations of us have come to know what it's like to live in a place full of evil and full of curse and full of destruction, and it never was God's perfect creation and God's perfect will. But have you read the end of the book?
Oh, yes.
He's going to fix it all. He's going to fix it all.
Glory to God.
There's going to be a new heaven,
yes.
New earth, where there is zero curse.
Yes.
No curse, no sin, no devil.
Yes.
And it's going to be perfect.
Yes.
Have you made your choice?
Yes.
Have you made your choice about who you love most?
Yes.
Who you want to please most? We got to make up our mind and our heart. We don't want anything more than we want Him. In Psalm 37:4, what does it say? Delight yourself also in the Lord. And what will happen? He'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, what if you're wanting something in your heart that He told you you shouldn't have? He mentioned specifically, don't covet your neighbor's wife. What if you say, well, God's going to give me the desires of my heart and I want her? No. What would that show? If you're wanting something else more than you're wanting what He told you to do, that means you're not delighting yourself in the Lord, so you don't qualify. But when you want Him and you want His will and His plan and His things more than you want anything else, what's going to happen? The desires of your heart are going to come to pass. They're going to be fulfilled. Skip on over to the 73rd verse. Excuse me. 73rd Psalm. Are you heading that way? This whole 73rd Psalm is really rich reading on the very thing we're talking about right now. But I won't take time. If I start taking this verse by verse, you know, we'd eat breakfast here, I guess. Psalm 73, the whole thing, he's dealing with envy. He's looking at ungodly people and how it seems to go good for them, and they're not having problems, and they're making money, and he's thinking, and he basically said at one point, did it do me any good to try to live right? Oh, but he got a revelation. He got a revelation of how things are going to end up in the end. And when he did, he said, I was like a brute. I was like a beast. I was so dumb. And then he comes to this in verse 25, 73:25. He says, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. Oh, somebody say glory to God. The complete English version says, in heaven, I have only you, and on this earth, you are all I want. Being a Christian is not just about adhering to tenets of belief. It's about the heart. And there are people that go to church and people who pray prayers that are not born again. They don't know God. Being born again always involves loving Him. When you're genuinely born again, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. And you don't just believe in Him technically, you love Him. Anybody in here love Him?
Yes.
You think, well, I don't know, you know. To a lot of people, Jesus of Nazareth is like Abraham Lincoln or George Washington. He's like some historical figure. They believe He lived, they believe He existed, but they don't know Him. They think, well, I'll adhere to His teachings because they're good moral teachings. No, you can do all that and be lost. But when you're born again and you touch Him and He touches you and you experience a part of who and what He is, if your heart's right, you love Him and you want to know more about Him and you want more of Him. Is that you?
Yes.
And if you love Him enough, when these choices come up, you'll choose Him. Won't you? And He says, I don't want you to do this, and I don't want this for you. And you'll say, well, no matter how much my flesh wants it, or my mind wants it, or other people think they want it, I care about what He wants. If this is what He wants, that's where we're going. That's what we're doing. I love Him more. We saw the last commandment. We weren't done with Deuteronomy. Go back to Deuteronomy. Or they'll put it up on the screen. You don't have to go to it. Deuteronomy 5, the last commandment that we read, the 10th commandment, was that you're not to desire things that you shouldn't desire. You're not to long for and covet things that you desire. That was the last commandment. Do you remember the first commandment? Verse 7, the first commandment, you must not have any other gods before me. They go hand in hand. And when that man came to Jesus that day and he said, can you tell us what the greatest commandment is? What did he tell him? Anybody remember? What did he tell him? He said, you will love the Lord your God. But Mark 12:30, put it up on the screen for us. Mark 12:30. He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. This came through again and again in the Scriptures. I won't take the time to read them, but this is not the first time you've heard this in the Bible. Again and again, He talked to His people about loving Him with all the heart. It's not about being technically correct, technically right, do's and don'ts. It's not about that. It's about the heart. It's always about the heart. Do you love Him? Do you trust Him? Do you love Him more than you love that? Do you want Him more than you want that? It's not being empty. It's not missing out on life. It's, you know, I've gone all these 30-something years of ministry and my training before that without getting drunk or using drugs and getting high. And I don't miss it at all. Come on, are you listening? I got zero women on the side. Not a one. And I don't feel deprived. I got a wonderful woman of God. But it's not just that I have a wonderful wife. I have a wonderful God. And because He is my desire more than anything, I don't have to feel like, well, life is passing by and I'm getting older and I'm not partying. I'm not this or I'm not that. See what happens? Why you hear it all the time. People that used to be in the church, next thing you know, they left their spouse, they stole money, they ran off, to the island. Why? Because long before they made that move, there was something in them they wanted. There's this fantasy that they want. And they open themselves up to listen to the enemy, and he's convincing them, this will fulfill you. This will make you happy. This will make you complete. And only after they do it do they find out it was a lie. Yes. And what they did was lose precious things. Yes. Did he con Eve? Yes. Did he convince her? That's con is short of confidence. Did he get her to trust him? Yes. Yes. This is why this is so serious. Did he get her to trust him more than she trusted what God told her? That's why this is so serious. And what did he convince her of? You want this. This is beautiful. This is going to taste so amazing. This is going to do things for your body and your being you've never felt and experienced before. This is going to make you so wise. This is going to develop you into another level of being, and you're not going to really die. Did he convince her? He did. He did. And what happened? What did she find out the moment she ate of that fruit and gave to her husband? What did she find out? This is not everything you've ever wanted in life. What did happen? She lost everything. She lost her communion with the Almighty. She lost her perfect life with her husband in this perfect garden. She lost her home. She lost her disease-free, curse-free, poverty-free, violence-free. Come on, y'all listening. She lost the perfection she had.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series One Master, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 2nd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.